Hey guys, this is my friend Ravion. Recently, me and him have become really good friends. When he was a baby, he was happy, healthy, and thriving. But unfortunately, in 2016, he was diagnosed with DMD, which is the most aggressive form of muscular dystrophy. The life expectancy is 15 to 30 years old. Big pharmacies want to push very harmful drugs that show no sign of improvement. Ravion's mom has decided to take a holistic approach instead. Unfortunately, physical and natural medicine is not covered by insurance, leaving his single mom with extremely high monthly out-of-pocket costs. With your help, we can help heal Ravion. Please donate to my friend to help his medical expenses.
Hey guys, what's going on? This is Derek with the Conscious Resistance Network, and today I'm talking with a couple of friends of mine and really a family that's close to me that I've got to know better in the last 6 months or so. Some of you may recognize Natalie, who was very instrumental in my mayoral campaign, and I'm here with her and her beautiful kids. We're talking a little bit about... we're going to talk about this little guy here, Ravion, and some of the things that her family is dealing with. And really, the purpose of this video is for those of you who are listening and hearing this, I'm kind of putting out a request that if you have information that can help out this family, if you have financial resources or really any resources at all, we're going to tell you all about what they're going on, you know, dealing with and what they've been facing, and really calling out for help in any way that the community might be able to support. So, Natalie, I'm going to let you tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Hi, and I just want to say thank you for coming out and being here to support us. And it's been quite a journey working with you, and I appreciate all of your work and being able to work with you. So this is Ravion. Mm-hmm. He's 9. And in 2016, Ravion was diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It is one of the most aggressive types of muscular dystrophy. And I don't know what else you want me to say.
Well, just tell everybody, you know, more, for those who don't know what it is at all, because, like, you know, for me, I didn't really know much about it. I've heard of muscular dystrophy, but I didn't really know of this specific type. And obviously, you've learned quite a bit about it. And like you said, it's the most aggressive.
Yes.
What else do you think somebody needs to know that has never heard of, you know, this specific type of muscular dystrophy?
Okay, so muscular dystrophy, according to Western medicine, is a genetic disorder that is passed down, they say typically by the mother, because it's on the X chromosome, and it mostly affects boys. Mm. And so they experience... severe muscle weakness, mm-hmm. and severe deterioration of the muscle. They say that it is a deletion of certain genes in the DNA that cause the body not to produce a protein called dystrophin.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different aspects to it,
but is that specific, like the lack of that protein or that enzyme, right?
Right.
That
so dystrophin is a protein that the body needs to strengthen the muscles, to have the proper tissue, you know, for it to be healthy, healthy muscle. And when you have muscular dystrophy, there's a deletion in the DNA that causes that not to read, not to fit together, the code. And so it causes the body not to produce the dystrophin, but it also causes a lot of extra fluid in the liver and in the muscles, which over time will cause the muscles to deteriorate.
Right. And so that leads to... you know, muscles not being able to fully, I guess, strengthen to their full capabilities, which over time, as you said, like, it causes problems in the liver. And typically, I mean, it can lead to people not being able to walk, correct?
Like, right. Eventually, it affects every muscle in the body. So arms, legs, heart, lungs, particularly the lungs are affected, I think, more in the younger years, and it just progressively gets worse. And
so you said 2016 is when he was first, you guys realized that he was dealing with this, and so he's 9 now, mm-hmm. and tell everybody a little bit about, I guess, all that you've had to, you know, just everything that you guys have been through. I mean, obviously there's been a lot of hospital visits and doctor visits, and like you said, there's the Western view on what this particular muscular dystrophy is about, and then there's some other research you've done. So let's talk about that.
Right. So when I first found out about it, I'd already kind of been awake to the pharmaceutical industry and the medical industry and how they will kind of sway you to believe certain things about your health so that you can, you know, get prescriptions and, you know, make their money for them. Especially when you have, when you're low income and you have, you know, free insurance and, you know, they'll find anything wrong with you to keep you coming back. And yeah. So I already started to dig, and I found a man, his name is Joel Wallish, mm-hmm. and he used to be a veterinarian, and through his veterinarian work, he learned about diseases that people have, but animals also have these diseases. And so muscular dystrophy was one of them, and he's claiming that muscular dystrophy is actually a selenium deficiency, mm-hmm. and that they are curing animals of muscular dystrophy with selenium. And so he is also a, he has his own supplement company. It's called Youngevity. Mm-hmm. And so he provides all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, because we're not just deficient in selenium. We're deficient in a lot of different minerals because our soil is deficient. So, there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of parents like myself who are trying to figure it all out, trying to put it all together. I definitely see improvement, and I see that my son feels better. He gets more mobile. He has a boost of energy whenever he is taking supplements regularly, as well as other things like massage therapy, chiropractics, you know, working with pressure points.
So just to kind of recap for those listening, we have, you know, the supplements that you've tried and used, and you've seen some degree of a positive response, you know, with him using them. So I will put the links to those in the video description for those who've seen those or if you've heard of them before. Also, as Natalie said, you know, this is all coming from the standpoint of a mother who's trying to research and find out how she can help her child. So if you guys have heard of these things and, you know, they're BS, or you've found some information about why they don't work, or, you know, it's just somebody trying to scam people, please feel free to comment below and let us know about that, because the whole point of this video, again, is trying to get resources out for Ravion and for Natalie and for her family to see how we can help him. And not only him, but if there's, like we've seen, like my audience is very aware of, there's a lot of illnesses and ailments where we're told, like, for example, cancer, that chemo is the only treatment, and plenty of people know about many alternative treatments that exist that the U.S. government and other governments don't tell us about. So I have a feeling, and it seems like, that this might be another case where there are potentially some other ways to treat these things that we're just not being told about, right? I mean, because
absolutely. And it's really shocking that the MDA, which is the Muscular Dystrophy Association, which a lot of people have known for years through Jerry's Kids, which was popular telethon where they raise money, they raise billions of dollars, and they still don't know what the cause is. So how can we search for a cure if we don't know what the cause is?
Sure. And you told me something interesting about that, though, right? Wasn't there somebody involved with the Jerry's Kids thing? That
right. So
quit?
Joe Wallish, the guy who he has the Youngevity product. He presented the information about the selenium deficiency to Jerry, and Jerry tried to present it to the MDA, and that's pretty much why you don't see Jerry anymore. It's because they were like, they didn't want to have anything to do with a cure. Mm. So all of the money that they're raising isn't for a cure.
So it does seem then on the selenium front that there's probably some, you know, credibility, something actual credible.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, I've met a man who himself, he has muscular dystrophy, not the same type as Ravion, but similar. And he uses selenium as a way to treat his muscular dystrophy, as well as the vector And there's other supplements, not just selenium, but like fucoidin, which is known to help with stem cell repair and things like that. So it's not just selenium. There are other things. But I've, you know, communicated with him about different ideas. And, you know, we're all just trying to work together. But he himself is not in a wheelchair. You know, he's active. He's independent. So I definitely believe that there's hope with the selenium. Some things that I've learned from other parents, though, that are, you know, they're kind of doing their own thing, which is what we're all kind of doing, is our own thing, just trying to figure it out. But she talked about healing the gut.
Yeah.
Before you can really even get the selenium into him, you know, get his body to absorb it properly.
Yeah, make sure his gut bacteria is working correctly.
Right,
yeah, that's
right.
One question I want to get to, because I know that the audience, the people that follow my channel definitely are folks who would be aware of, you know, the benefits of starting with nutrition and with everything else, right? So talk a little bit about that. I know that you do make efforts as somebody who, again, like, is on a limited income and trying to do the best you can as a mother to make sure that he is being nourished with, you know, with good foods whenever possible. Talk a little bit about that, like the other ways that you're trying to approach these.
Right, absolutely. So there's a lot of special diets where they're like whole grains or like brown rice instead of white rice. There's like a specific one. So we kind of spend off of that, but transitioning into a vegan diet, but also focusing a lot on raw foods and incorporating a lot of raw foods and fats like nuts and sprouted beans and things like that. So I actually connected with Natural Living, which is a co-op nearby,
yeah,
that they have a restaurant that's raw vegan, and so they actually do consultation, and I'm working with the owner there to just have a better, like, just like an outline, like a base, like someone I can get feedback off of, and really, because they do classes where they teach you how to meal prep, they teach you how to make, you know, all of the different things that they make in their, you know, their place, how to garden, and they have an organic co-op, so they, you know, share fresh organic foods, you know, and so it's really great. And then definitely changing the diet and focusing on the gut and focusing on, you know, what you're putting into your body is a big deal. But when you have like a neurologist who specializes in muscular dystrophy and they've never heard of selenium, it's like, why are you here? Why am I here? Why are you here?
I'm sure that's frustrating to go to these doctors, and I'm, again, people probably can have experiences like this where they go to the doctor and they know more information than the doctor does, or they're more up to date than the doctor is, right, on certain treatments. And so again, we're gonna create a crowdfunding campaign for Ravion for those who do have financial resources who would like to help. But to make it really specific, we've talked about, you know, the vector, that machine. And again, if you know anything about this, if you've tried it, have anybody with any experience, please do share that information, because this is one of the goals that we want to see, is if this machine can be useful for Ravion and for helping him. There's reports that it's been successful already, because at the end of the day, if you guys were to contribute, we could help get supplements for Ravion. You know, we could do different things like helping out with a better diet and all that sort of stuff. But I feel like, of course, the goal is if there's a cure, let's get there. You know, let's find out what
absolutely
it is, or let's figure out what's a more permanent solution. Because you know, there's massaging, there's keeping him active, there's the supplements. But if there is also something that can kind of recharge his body and help it start repairing, then that's really where we want to focus on, right?
Absolutely. And, I mean, we're trying different things. Like, IV therapy is another thing that we're trying, being that we do know something's definitely going on with the gut and probably having absorption problems. So he's getting a lot of these supplements through an IV once a month right now. We're thinking about maybe increasing that to see if maybe that will give an even better, like, boost, just to see, like, what's going on. But really, everything we're doing is, like, trial and error, you know? Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, it really comes down to, you know, like, muscular dystrophy people do not have a very long lifespan.
Yeah.
And so it comes down to finding whatever ways you can to make them as comfortable as possible and to keep them as mobile as possible.
Yeah.
And keep the blood flowing like it should, the circulation, the breathing, everything. It's a holistic approach that has to be taken.
So one other thing that I wanted you to share, if you're comfortable with sharing, because I think this could be informative for people who want to help with solutions, is you mentioned to me before about, you know, what happened during his actual birth, like when you were having him at the hospital. If you want to share a little bit about that.
So when Ravion was born, everything, you know, seemed normal. I actually had him at a hospital. And they gave me an epidural, but for whatever reason, the epidural did not numb both sides of my body. And when you get an epidural, you're only supposed to get one. You're not supposed to need another one. But because mine didn't work, they kind of had to give me another one because I was still in so much pain, which was causing him to be experiencing a lot of trauma. So they had to wait so much time before they could give it to me, you know? And then, also the doctor decided to break my back for some reason. I don't really remember why. Mm. But that's, I have a lot of moms who are advocates for women who have a lot of needless medical procedures happen to them when they're in a hospital setting because the doctors make money, you know. They make money when you get a C-section versus a natural birth.
Yeah.
And even though his was a natural birth, you know, breaking my bag and having to hold Ravion into place to be still to keep him from turning breech.
So just to, you know, reemphasize that again, so they give you two epidurals, which is not typical. You know, there's kind of a chaotic, traumatic situation while he's coming out, and then given vaccines right afterwards.
Right, plus the circumcision, which is also very traumatic. And so they actually diagnose him with what's called failure to thrive, which just means, like, you're not gaining weight, you're not thriving, you're not really progressing like an alive, like well person should be. But that was it. There was no reason for it. There was no cure. You know, there was no remedy other than just trying to get him to gain some weight.
Yeah. And so that was all within the first few days of his life. Like that's just the first couple hours.
So for 2 weeks, he stayed the same weight. And then he just started gaining weight.
And then how long after that was it the diagnosis came?
When he was five.
When he was five?
Yeah.
Were there any, you know, signs before that? I mean, like...
There were, but they weren't significant enough, not just to us, but even to the pediatricians, because we would ask every time he would have a checkup, like, can you look at the way he walks? You see how he's getting up? And he saw an orthopedic for a different issue, and we asked the orthopedic, you know, look at how he's standing up, look at how he's walking, and they're like, oh, it's no big deal. He's just growing. But then when I really started to see, like, okay, he's not running, he's not jumping, he's always saying that it hurts, it hurts to wear socks, it hurts to wear shoes. So I took him back to the same orthopedic, and it was that orthopedic, they wouldn't tell me what it was, they were just like, go to a neurologist. Mm. But they knew after that day, they knew what it was.
Yeah. So now it's been going on 4-5 years now of, you know, just handling this and trying to understand the treatments and, you know, listening to what the Western medicine has to say, but also obviously you're pursuing your own, you know, your own research on that. So again, the whole purpose of this video is we're really just calling out to the audience, anybody who has experience dealing with Duchenne muscular dystrophy or family members or has done research. Please do reach out and let us know. And again, we're going to put a link to the crowdfunding campaign that we're going to launch for Natalie and for Ravion. Anybody who might have, you know, more knowledge in this area, please do reach out because we don't want to raise money unnecessarily. If there's a better option, things like that, we want to know those things because the whole goal is to try to help this guy live as long and comfortably as possible. And if there is a potential to reverse these things, then that's really what we want to do, right?
Absolutely.
How do you feel right now, Ravion?
Good.
Yeah? Have you been walking regularly? Has it been a little while?
So tell us a little more about what it's like for you as a parent, like day to day. Like, we've talked about, you know, the muscular dystrophy itself. We've talked about some of the ways you're treating it, but what is it like on a personal level as a parent? Just, it's, you know, it's obviously an emotional toll. There's a lot of physical effort you have to do. Tell us about that.
So for me, it just kind of creeps up on you, you know, like everything seems okay. And then slowly and little by little, it becomes like everything that you have to focus on. Because you look at your child and you look at what the world says on both sides. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, you have to keep going for your child. And it gets to the point where, you know, they can't lift their own arms. They can't move their own body in a position that's comfortable at nighttime. They can't remove the blanket off of them if it gets in their face. You know, it goes from like 0 to 60 type of thing. And it's it's hard enough to imagine like how much financially you're in need, but then you know that your time is short and you want to spend every possible moment that you can, mm-hmm. while you can. Because what else do you do? Mm-hmm. You know there's inevitability is there, that possibility is there, no matter how much research you do, no matter how much you want it, no matter how much you seek for answers. Maybe there isn't an answer, mm-hmm. and you still have to keep going. So it's 24 hours. It's all day. It's every day.
Yeah. You know? It's hard to have like a break from, you know, it's not like it just goes away for, you know, a couple of days and you kind of get to pick this back up. It's constant.
Right. So I would encourage people, if they know somebody who, you know, family, to reach out to them and to try to be involved in any way, even if it's just one day. If you could just, you know, be available one day a month, you know, or however many days, you know, just to help.
Yeah, and I just want to remind everybody again, I said earlier that I met Natalie, well, we got to know each other better through my mayoral campaign, and so you're hearing about what she, you know, is handling and taking on, and I would say doing a really great job as a mother with one of her children. You know, she has other children as well that obviously need their mother and their attention and time, and still with all that and with everything we've shared today, Natalie found time to help out my campaign as well as help out many other different issues, including rescue efforts, recovery efforts with Hurricane Harvey and other things like that. So, I mean, I know that you deal with a lot, your family deals with a lot, but I appreciate the strength that you approach it with. And I do hope that if anybody has anything to share with us, whether that's support, you know, maybe another support group she might not be aware of, some more information, or if you can help out financially, again, check the link that we're going to put below this video. All right, everybody, so it's been, I don't know, it's been some months since the last conversation you just watched. It's been 6 months or so, which in some ways is good, I think, because now we have more time to share how things have changed since that first part of the conversation. And obviously COVID has happened since the last time we talked, and that's affected everything in the world, but it's particularly affected you and your family and helping Ravion in, you know, exercising in all kinds of different ways. So let's start there with how have things changed since we last talked, and particularly with COVID.
Okay, so everything shut down. Physical therapy shut down. We went from having something regular, my son was still walking, to not knowing when things are going to come back to normal. Just going from hysterically wondering, like, which direction to go. Do I stay where I'm at? Do I try to leave, you know, exit build, or, you know, so there was a lot of focus taken away from him to figure that out until things kind of settled down.
So he's not able to do the therapies, like, just to be clear.
He was not able to do the therapy. He just recently finally started a few weeks ago. Which is still very limited. They don't have a therapist for one of the types of therapy that he needs, which is occupational therapy. So we are only doing 2 days a week of physical therapy. And so for a condition as aggressive as muscular dystrophy, it's like you can't miss anything.
How much time did he miss, like, before, like, without any, or was there any points where there was, like, no therapy happening other than what you were able to do at home?
Right. So it was around March. So since March, he hasn't had therapy until about, like I said, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And he was declining. It was becoming more difficult for him to walk already. It was to the point that if he was going to walk that day, he needed to be stretched, he needed to be massaged, and multiple times, anytime he was ready to walk, he needed to have a stretch, because his body is just, it's tightening up, and it's fighting him, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, so no therapy, and then, you know, just not really sure what direction to go. And so eventually we did start to see Dr. Serge Gregorio, which you have had on your show before.
So he's here in Houston. For those who are not here, he's Houston. He's like a, I mean, I don't know how he describes himself specifically.
It's called a nutrition response testing doctor. Nutrition response is the type of way that he helps people. And it's like a muscle test that he does, and he tests anything that you eat, that you drink, that you might use in your home, and to see if your body's having a good response to it or not. And that way you can know, okay, do you need to eliminate it? Even supplements, you know, because there are supplements that we know are good supplements, but maybe the brand isn't good, or maybe the capsule is not really good for you. Or maybe you're not taking enough. Maybe you're taking too much, and so forth. And so we started to see him. We actually started to see him together, because it's a lot for one person to deal with when you're a single parent.
So you and Ravion, like, patients of Dr. Serge.
Yes, we both started to see him, because I had already been dealing with my own kind of health issues, and as we kind of gone, you know, went through seeing him, a lot of it I felt was related to stress and learning how to manage my stress. And so he provides very pure organic supplements, not necessarily vegan, but that are really concentrated, and they're very, you know, they target specific things, helping to detox, remove parasites, healing the gut. And it happens in layers, you know, like you'll get to a certain point and then maybe you won't need a certain thing anymore, but you'll need something else, because now your body is expressing something else that you need to address. And it's a process, because
so his work is like, I mean, you mentioned nutrition, it's focused on the diet and your overall body, like what you're putting in. And
Right. And so although he's not vegan, he does have a lot of vegan options that he recommends to people, even if they're not vegan, because they're gluten-free and the pureness. And he focuses on, like, eliminating corn, soy, wheat, gluten, dairy, because those are already known to be highly inflammatory foods. So just to help, not knowing, you know, if it is or isn't, just eliminate it and work with the things that are better for you. So we've been doing that, and it has helped him, but because muscular dystrophy is so aggressive, there isn't like a one thing that you can do. It really has to be many, many different applications to try to slow it down, because that's at the most that you can do is slow it.
So it's not just a one treatment, and it's a continuous thing that you're
right
to do.
Right. And so Ravion is still not walking, and it's you know, it's really difficult to see him lose what he has, you know, and it's...
Is it from, like, is it just as his muscles are getting tighter and more difficult to walk, he's trying less and less, or he's just kind of not motivated, or...
It's a little of both, and he's so young that it, as much as I try to tell him or try to explain to him, you know, he's just a kid, and he wants to do... you know, what he can do. And most of that is, you know, sitting around playing a video game or maybe playing some Legos and stuff like that. And so, so one thing that we decided to do was to get a pool, because he was doing pool therapy before COVID with his physical therapist. And that really is the only way that he can use all of his mobility the most that he can without fear of falling, without fear of, you know, just getting hurt, fear to try, you know, when you know how weak you are and you know, like if I, any, just anybody walking by him, you know, would make him fall. They wouldn't even have to touch him. And it I don't know. It's just, it's hard to explain, but so the pool is something that we're trying to utilize. We first did the traditional way. We had issues with that, keeping the pool clear. And so I finally did a little bit of research, and I learned about food grade hydrogen peroxide, which I'd actually kind of learned about before regarding taking it, like, internally. But I actually found out that you're able to use it in your spa, in your pool, in your, you know, your hot tub or whatever. There are people that use it as a treatment, like, for skin issues and other ailments. A lot of cancer patients use it after like chemotherapy and stuff to help them, and it actually is more than just like, oh, it clears the pool up. And let me tell you, like, when I say it clears up the pool, like, you almost have to not do any work to the pool. That's how clear the pool stays. It's crystal clear, and it feels amazing when you get in there. So it is like a healing pool.
So is it like, as far as like treatment for him, is that like more like, is it something for the skin, or is it also do something internally as well? Like,
So it's detoxes, and I'm sure it does other things that I'm not sure about yet. But I've heard a lot of good things about it. I've read things about it, and I feel great when I get in it. He loves the pool. That's kind of where he thrives right now, because that's where he can, you know, do the most. And so we've been doing that. I was able to meet a massage therapist that was very kind to come twice a week and, you know, just volunteer to be there. And he had what is called a PEMF machine. A lot of people maybe have heard of PEMF mats, and Dr. Serge actually had one in his office that, you know, you just lay on it for 15 or 20 minutes, and it's supposed to help with circulation. It's supposed to be doing a lot of really healing things for you. And so what I learned was the massage therapist claims that the hospitals in some of the European countries have them in every single bed. And it helps the body to heal faster from whatever they're, you know, in the hospital for.
Interesting.
And so the type of PEMF he had is a machine where he stands on a mat that's connected to it, and then there's another mat connected to my son. Mm-hmm. And then his hands become like a TENS unit. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with the TENS unit.
It sounds familiar to me, but...
It's like they have the electrodes and they like stimulate the muscle, right?
Okay, yeah.
But it's in his hand, so it's like everywhere he touches Ravion, it sends these electric impulses into the muscles directly.
Stimulating different parts of his body.
Right, but more specifically because he can go anywhere under any nook and crevice and cranny, and it's really amazing. Mm. But again, that alone is not, it's not going to get him where he needs to be.
Yeah, so it's like that with some swimming and some massage and Dr. Serge's help and these other things, but on a kind of ongoing, continuous basis,
right? Yes, you have to be very consistent. And you can't miss, you know, because any progress that you make, the once you miss, even if you don't, you know, it's very hard to get back to where you were once he starts to decline. Mm. So, another thing that was introduced by the same massage therapist is red infrared light therapy. And both of these technologies, the PEMF and the red infrared, have been used by NASA since the 90s for in the spacesuits, specifically for muscle atrophy, because when you're weightless, you don't have the weight bearing on your muscles, and you lose bone density, you lose muscle, your immune system can go down, and there's a lot of different things that they have actually studied, and they use them in the suits. And muscle atrophy is what muscular dystrophy is. It's severe muscle atrophy.
So how does that work? Is he like laying in a machine, or is it light? Just like how does that whole process go?
So there's different kinds of lights. We have a small one that we're using that was borrowing from him, and then we have like a really big one. It's about that long and about that wide. And the way it works is the light goes beneath the surface of the skin, and it energizes the mitochondria of the cell. And the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. And that is what keeps our bodies working the way it should. So if a cell isn't getting what it needs, the energy, the oxygen, the circulation, this will give that the energy it needs to function as it should.
So the red light is focused on kind of like cell repairing, cell rebuilding?
Yes, absolutely. And so we have seen improvement in different ways. Like, he's not slouching as much. He has better circulation. He's sleeping better. He does IV therapy, and so it was difficult sometimes to get the IV in. It was painful. His vessels weren't always open. And then when he would take the supplements, it would be uncomfortable, it would sting. So now when he goes to that therapy, we put the light on wherever they're going to put the needle in, and before they do it, and then while he's getting it pumped in there, we do it, and it's just like quick. Like, he doesn't feel it, it's easy, the vessels open up, the circulation is flowing, and he doesn't have the pain, you know, and the discomfort. And we're able to get in and out quickly. So
I mean, those are, despite COVID, it does sound like there's still different ways that you're able to get him, you know, some different kinds of treatment. But of course, the focus of the reason we're sharing this with everybody is to, you know, how can we help restore Ravion? And that's kind of the next step, right? So the things you're doing now are things that you've been able to maintain even despite COVID, and you need to do those. But what are the kind of next steps that we're aiming for, that we're hoping people can help out with to help restore Ravion? Like, what does that look like? What other things can we help add to what you're already using?
Right. So before I get into that, I want to mention the reflexology.
Oh, yeah.
So there was a mother that I met through Facebook who her son also has muscular dystrophy. And she was able to learn about his diagnosis early on, and he's a little bit younger. But she's been using this specific reflexology. It's called Temprana. And it's like one person who designed it, and she owns the rights. Her name's Lone Sorensen. She's from Spain, and this mother is from Cyprus, which is like right outside of Lebanon. And her son is thriving. He actually had different issues that Ravion didn't have, like a lot of gut issues and infection issues that Ravion didn't have. But she was able to heal a lot of that through this therapy. And
what was it called again?
Temprana reflexology. And it's basically facial, hand, and foot reflexology, and it's a combination. And it's derived from many different types of ancient reflexology, like Japanese, Tibetan, and Aboriginal from Argentina. And this is a technique that the lady that designed it, she's been using to help people with special needs all across the board, whether it's autism, muscular dystrophy, anything. And she has traveled to very poor countries where there really probably isn't a diagnosis, but some of these children have never walked, and they start walking. They've never spoken, and they start speaking. And
after
I mean, this is within like a few weeks. And so the mother that's teaching me, her son is running, he's jumping, he's thriving, he's very mobile. He's not declining. He was walking, but he started not being able to jump, not being able to run. And she's been able to conquer those challenges through this therapy. And so I have been just lucky, I guess, to get asked to be a part of a study to learn a protocol specifically for my son and be monitored for a year.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, do the technique on him and tweak it where we need to tweak it. And
that's a pretty big thing.
It's a pretty big thing, yes.
When does that start, or how?
So I'm in the middle of training now. And I'm almost done with the training, and then we will just have follow-ups, and, you know, we're going to be doing, like, before and after, and so, yeah.
That's really big. That's big. Some good news. So
what I did is I had to raise money for that. Normally, if I were to go to them as a client, it would be, like, $6,000. To get it done, and because I'm doing it through the study, it's a fraction of the cost. So we were able to raise some of the money for that, but we still have to be careful what we put on him, what we put in him. And so there's specific oils that they're recommending me to get, which are really pricey. Of course, the diet.
So we're getting down to some of the things that help that people can help out with to, you know, kind of help restore Ravion, work towards these goals as we're doing this awesome reflexology study. So you said some oils.
Yes. So the monthly out-of-pocket expenses haven't changed. Yeah. We still are in the vegan diet, organic, you know, restricted. We have to have the right oils, the herbs, the supplements.
Do you know what kind of oils or herbs there are?
One of them is a frankincense oil that he'll be taking. It's an extract to help with his gut, and that's the main one right now. But it's a combination of what I'm already doing and figuring out on the way what to eliminate and what to add.
Yeah.
So we spend a lot of money on herbs, and we are still seeing the doctor, which is pretty pricey, yeah. Dr. Serge. And then the supplements that we have to buy from him, yeah. You know, that's like $200 a month because they're really pure and pricey. And then there's the maintenance of the pool and the special foods.
So do you feel like, I mean, obviously this reflexology study, and like you said, it seems like some people have had some really powerful results from that, that could be, you know, something really positive there if it goes well. And
right.
So without putting, you know, all the eggs in the basket of like, this thing's going to fix everything.
Right.
Do you feel like it's the combination of like getting some help from Dr. Serge, you know, using the pool, using the PMF machine, and then like the diet and all these things together, that
right.
is really his best chance at starting to get to a point where there's not further like loss?
Absolutely. And we really don't know yet, you know. We're gonna go into this on this path, but we're still open to new information, research. We would like to be connected with people that maybe are doing studies with cannabis or studies with other like natural remedies or treatments that could be helpful to him, and we can use in conjunction.
So we're gonna be linking to a crowdfunding campaign when this goes out. But also, what's another? Is there like a specific website or email that people who have maybe some of these resources or just questions for you that they can reach out?
Yes. So we have a Facebook page. It's called Restore Ravion, and it's Facebook/HealDMD. If you want to just like go directly to it, you can try to look up Restore Ravion. And we're taking any monetary donations via Cash App. And that is Cash App HealDMD. And then if anyone would like to try to donate in any other way, they can just contact us through the page for other options. So what we're also looking for is anybody that wants to do sponsorships, like for the vegan foods or for the oils or the herbs or anything that they feel like would help. Anyone that might want to volunteer, because it's a lot of work for one person, and you know, I have other children, I have a small business, I'm trying to grow food. We've been growing food the best that we can, because we know the importance of, you know, like knowing where it comes from, especially in regards to him, and growing food is a lot of work. So maybe people that would like to, you know, just come and spend the day and help in the garden, or, you know, maybe you are a physical therapist that wants to volunteer to do physical therapy or massage therapy or aquatic therapy, or maybe you do energy healing, or we're open.
Yeah, and really just also maybe somebody else. I know that part of this as well is for you to kind of connect with, like you have already to some degree, but continue to connect with other families and parents that have, you know, have similar situations, and to hear maybe what's worked out for them, or if they have advice on what hasn't worked for them as well, you know.
Absolutely.
Any kind of info, right?
Yes, we want to raise awareness. A lot of people don't hear a lot about muscular dystrophy anymore, and I personally don't know very many families that have children that way, but I know that there's a lot of them out there, and you know, sharing those ideas, sharing about the reflexology and the different methods that we're using, and trying to help each other heal DMD.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, anything else you want to add to that? Just anything else you want to share with? How is he? I guess just last question is like, how's his spirits been personally though, with like everything going on? Is, you know, obviously there's a lot of different changes going on in the world, and for somebody, especially a young child that's already dealing with stressful things, sometimes that can be a lot. Has he been able to handle everything fairly well?
So we actually, you know, my son has never not walked, right, before. And so now he hasn't walked for a period of time. And, you know, when you talk to him and it's like, all the years we've been already talking about, hey, we really got to do this. We really have to be consistent. We got to exercise. We got to stretch. You know, he's finally realizing, like, I'm not walking. And he's asking, like, when am I going to walk again? Why? Why aren't I walking yet, you know? And so he's really starting to become aware and realize that aspect of it. And you know, he is a kid, and it is difficult for him to be like, oh, yeah, like, let's do those exercises. Let's, you know, he wants to play, you know. But he has kind of more interest in doing what he needs to do and trying to be more focused on that, despite, yes, he still wants to be on the game all day.
Yeah. So he's still a kid, but he's, like you said, he's growing up and he's starting to, all the things that mom's been telling him his whole life, that, like, we have to work hard to keep this up, maybe it's starting to become more real to him.
Yes, it is. The reality is setting in. So he's doing well, and I think he's excited about the new things that we're trying, and he's excited to see how it's going to help him in the improvement that's coming.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you sharing, of course, and I'm glad that, you know, we've got to show a little bit on those who are watching this scene where Ravion was before, and I think maybe it's a good idea as well to see the progression, and for those maybe to kind of put into perspective of how quick changes can happen as well, like,
yes,
you know, both positive and maybe things slowing down and starting to speed up a little bit. So if you are interested, again, the you can look up Restore Ravion or Facebook. You said facebook.com/HealDMD?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll put all the links below as well. And wherever you're watching or listening to this, if you do want to support, please contact Natalie if you have any resources to offer, and we'll definitely include links. Ways that you can support, you can invest, potentially sponsor, and just help them out and offer any support you can. And appreciate everybody watching. We're going to leave it there. Until next time, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.